name is Miles Richardson, and I played Captain Frobisher, who was a British commando officer. I got the part in the Lower Low because a friend of mine, Matt, was third AD on a Lower Low at the time. And we'd both worked together at Birmingham Rep about 4 to 5 years previously. He'd been a stage manager and I had been an actor. And he recommended me to the director as a good possible posh bloke to play a British commando. That's why I got the job. Yes, I can tell you quite a bit about my involvement in the shoot. It is a long time ago now. It's 28 years, but I sort of remember it for the simple reason that it's possibly one of the worst performances I've ever given on a film medium. And let me give you a coda to that. The reason being is that I'd spent the last sort of 5 years previously working in films and television where you honed your craft on film and television by making your performance small and subtle. And of course, when you're doing a Lower Low, the last thing you want to be is small and subtle. So I sort of shot myself in the foot slightly. And even with the added part of the laugh tape, because of course it was location, so there was no studio audience, it still wasn't very funny. Now, I'm rather ashamed about it. But working with Carmen and Gordon was fun because they were both very nice people. And you probably know that we had location shots were all done in Norfolk. And I arrived there. They were having dinner at the hotel. They invited me to sit down and join them. We had a nice chat. Carmen was very glamorous. Gordon, of course, was a bit odd because he was recovering from his rather bad injury he'd had during the great storm only about 7 years previously. So there was a strangeness to Gordon, but he was very, very polite and quiet. And of course, there were a lot of the other cast members there. And it's interesting because there was a kind of frisson in the air about them because I don't know if you've ever been in the company of a large group of people for a long time. I mean, I did 2.5 years in one company, the RSC, and you start to get to know each other's little foibles and also what gets on your nerves. And I could tell there was a little bit of a bit of frisson, not from Gordon and Carmen, I might add, but some of the other actors were a bit... bit twitchy. I did know two of the actors who were in A Lower Low, Sue Hodge, who I still know, and of course Sam Kelly, but he'd left before I got there, so I didn't really have any friends on the shoot. I'm afraid I was never given the opportunity to work again with Croft and Perry. By the way, I might add that they were on set on location with us while we were filming, and were sort of almost like proud parents at a sports meeting, the way they sort of sat back in their chairs and watched what was going on. They didn't have to be there, of course, but of course I suppose they were there that if some of the actors wanted to change some of the dialogue, they could give the approval there and then. No, I was never asked, but that's because I think I did such a terrible job. I have proved my comedy credentials on film since then. I was rather a funny butler for Roger Moore in a film called A Princess for Christmas, and I was a Nick Frost's boss in a Sky Arts thing called Sick Note. So I have redeemed myself comically since then. But no, unfortunately, I never got to work with the great Croft and Perry again. Yes, working on the set. Well, of course, ours was an exterior, which are always a lot more expensive than your studio set because you're using film, or you were in those days using film rather than VT. And I remember my first appearance was we burst through bushes with a troop of commandos, all armed with Sten guns. We then proceeded to set off our Sten guns and shoot the German firing squad, commanded by Jack Headley, I remember. And then my line was, well done, chaps. Churchill will give us all medals for this. But in the excitement and the fact that I've just shot off a whole clip of 9mm blank bullets, what I actually said was, well done, chaps. Hitler will give us all medals for this. And such, of course, is the expense of blank ammunition and setting it all up again. Instead of reshooting it so I could get the bloody line right, which I was deeply mortified about, they just made me wild track it. So I just basically said it into the air and they recorded it and then dubbed it over my duff line. And of course, latterly, I remember that we recorded the interiors of the truck inside a shed on the location site. And we were all inside the truck, and most of the crew, including, I remember, the assistant directors, were outside because it was a three-tonner, and they were rocking the truck. It was a lot of hard work for them because it's 3 tons, it's a heavy lot of weight to move. So they were rocking the truck to give the impression of movement. And that's sort of really my only strong memories of it. Yeah. And it was only a day. You've got to remember, it was all one day's work, not any more than that. Well, I know it's probably a bit selfish of me because I knew the man quite well, but Sam Kelly always made me laugh when he did his instead of Heil Hitler, because I just thought it was beautifully observed, bit of silly nonsense. And he was such a talented and such a clever man. And I think he was wise to move on when he did, because he went on to do some rather more interesting work. And it would have been a shame if he just had been sort of stuck just doing the one character for a number of years. And because I think he only did about 4 years. But yeah, that's sort of basically my memory is Sam Kelly undermining the whole Third Reich with his pathetic Heil Hitler. I do get royalties, but they are so small that they tend to come through BECCS, which is the British Equity Collecting Service, because they're so small, they don't go through my agent. But I mean, you know, I can't get, you know, I can't sniff at these things, because this year, where I've had absolutely, well, I've had 4 days' work since lockdown began, and I've had over £2,000 worth of residuals from various different things. So residuals are never to be sneezed at. And those small residuals you get from something like a lower low, which can be as low as in pence rather than pounds, well, they all add up, of course. And you can find yourself with a nice fat check from all the different things you did 20-odd years ago. Well, apart from Sam Kelly's character, of course, the ever-escaping British airmen were always good for a laugh. And and of course the Gestapo were hysterically funny, the female German corporal, I think she was, is a near neighbour to mine. Yeah, she lives up here in the Midlands, so we occasionally see each other, only by accident really. But no, I haven't really got a strong. Oh yes, well, there are so many great characters in the show. It's very hard to be. Just to choose one, because, you know, it all depends what the episode was doing. I mean, you know, there was the crazy Italian colonel was another great character. And sometimes he dominated an episode and sometimes he didn't. Kenneth Connor could be very, very funny in his moments when he was featured strongly. So, you know, it was very much character driven, the whole thing. That's all right. It was my pleasure. Thank you.